This happened a couple years ago. I'm a young female, and I'd just turned 16, and I'd gotten my driver's license. I didn't have my own car, but I was able to borrow my parents' car whenever they didn't need it. Gas was pretty cheap at the time, and driving was so new to me that I really enjoyed it. On weekends, I used to love driving through somewhere and getting food late at night, then just driving all around town while listening to music. I think it felt so nice because I'd actually get to be alone, which is not very common when living with your parents. One weekend, I think on a Saturday, I took my parents' car out. I drove through a 24-hour McDonald's to get a drink and a snack, then started driving around. I never had a planned route, I just drove wherever I felt like, but for the most part, I tried to avoid anywhere that would have a lot of other cars around. There were a lot of back roads in my town that went between neighborhoods, but nobody ever really used them because the main roads were quicker. I turned down one of these roads that led to a really nice neighborhood with expensive houses. But not very long down the road, headlights flashed to my mirrors, and I saw a car coming up behind me. They were flashing their lights on and off. There were no other cars, so they had to be signaling to me, but I didn't know why. This went on for a whole minute, until they started speeding up and getting closer to the back of my car. I was still relatively new to driving, and didn't know how to deal with this or what to do, so I just kept driving. I was hoping to reach the neighborhood and maybe pull over in a less discreet area, but my plans were cut short. The car behind me backed off slightly, then I heard their engine revving, and they sped up, ramming into the back of my car. My car jerked forward, and I was stunned for a second, but it didn't seem to do any serious damage. There was a lot going through my mind at that point. I was scared and nervous about pulling over, but I also didn't want to bring my parents' car home damaged without even getting the other driver's insurance information. I pulled the car to the side and put it in park. The car behind me pulled off as well, parking their car really close to my bumper. They flashed their lights again. I didn't know whether to stay in my car or get out. I was just in such an uncomfortable position with no idea how to handle this. After a few seconds, I opened my door and stepped out. Their windows were hard to see through, so I couldn't see who was inside. I walked to the back of my car and tried to see what the damage looked like, but they had parked so close that it was hard to get a good view. Then I heard their door open. I looked and saw a man getting out and looking at me. He was smiling with a friendly face and did a polite wave as he walked toward me. I was expecting an angry man to start yelling at me or say that I cut him off earlier or something, but this was an odd surprise.
"Sorry about your car. I must have not been paying attention,"
he said, still in a friendly manner.
"It's all right. Can I just get your insurance info?"
He looked away, then looked back at me.
"Sure, it's right in my car."
He pointed at the passenger door like he wanted me to go over there. He just stayed where he was, looking at me like I was supposed to go. After a long, awkward pause, I told him I was just going to go home because the damage didn't seem so bad. I didn't know what this man was on, but something didn't feel right.
"Oh, you can't drive that home, or you'll damage it more. Come with me, I'll give you a ride."
He took a few steps closer to me. His smiling face and friendly remarks were really creepy. My car definitely wasn't too damaged to drive either, and offering me a ride was just inappropriate in this circumstance. I said no, then started walking quickly to my car, but the man grabbed my arm firmly and stopped me in my tracks.
"Come on, the crash must have gotten you confused,"
he said, starting to pull me back.
Okay, I'll go with you,"
I said, getting him to let go of me. I followed him to his car and slowly walked to the passenger side while he entered the driver's seat. Right when he shut his door, I sprinted back to my car. I heard him get out, but I slammed my door and locked it before he could reach me. He pressed his body up against the window and stared at me for a second, then ran back to his car. I drove away, and in the mirrors, I saw him make a 3-point turn and exit in the opposite direction. When I got home, I woke my dad up and told him what happened. He told me that I never should have stopped. He called the police, but the man was never identified. I'll never know what that man was trying to do or where he was going to take me. I just fear that someone else might not have been as lucky as I was. It was between 2 and 3 a.m. and I was doing a delivery. I worked at a 24-hour Italian restaurant, so we delivered pastas, soups, and pizzas frequently. We didn't have designated delivery drivers, but would just figure it out once the order comes in. This was a small, single-meal order that was just 15 minutes from the restaurant. I assume 15 minutes is on the longer side of deliveries for most other places, but our owner was greedy and had us accept orders from up to 30 minutes away. I was listening to music and relaxing, going down a long straight road, when I saw a figure. They were right in the middle of my lane. I slowed down, and as I got closer, they started waving their arms in the air, running toward my car. I was in a one-lane road, and there were cars in the oncoming traffic lane, so I had to stop and wait for them to pass before I could go around. The guy ran up to my car and started banging on my window. He started yelling, saying he was out of gas and just needed some help. He was so aggressive with the way he was asking for help, though, it was just weird. As soon as the other cars passed, I turned a bit to the right so as to not run over the guy's feet, then sped off. The guy looked like he was trying to chase my car down the road, so I thought he might have been drunk. But, 20 seconds down the road, there was a blue pickup truck on the side. I thought maybe the guy wasn't lying, but the way he went about asking for help was crazy. After a couple minutes, I'd stopped thinking about it and relaxed for the rest of the drive. I pulled into the customer's driveway and brought the food up to their door. After they finished paying with cash, I thanked them and started back to my car. As I walked down the driveway, I saw a car parked down the street with its lights on. My stomach dropped. It was that same blue pickup truck I'd seen earlier. It wasn't there when I came down the street before, so it had just gotten there. I got back in my car and looked in my rearview mirror for a minute, then started backing out because I couldn't stay in the customer's driveway for too long without it being weird. I started driving down the street toward the truck. As I passed them, I could see that same crazy guy staring at me in the driver's seat. I stepped on the pedal harder to get out of there quicker, but in my rearview mirror, I saw the truck make a U-turn and start heading down the road toward me. The whole way back to the restaurant was a long straight road with few cars or places to stop. A minute down this road, I saw that truck appear behind me. This guy was insane. I remember thinking about how crazy he was when he stopped me in the middle of the road. What was he trying to do? It was a terrifying thought. I reached for my phone in my pocket and carefully dialed 911 as the truck was gaining on me quickly. I told the operator that I was being followed by some crazy guy in a blue pickup truck and gave them the road I was on and the direction I was going. They said a patrol officer was just 2 minutes down the road from me and told me to remain calm and continue driving until I see them. I did as they said, but only a few seconds later, the truck sped up and went into the oncoming traffic lane to pass me. I slammed on my brakes just as they swerved in front of me to block me off. I stopped just a couple inches from hitting the side of the truck. My heart was pounding and I was in a state of shock. Then I heard their car door open and footsteps running around the truck and over to my car. I was shaking, trying to put it in reverse. The man ran up and started banging on my window again, yelling and screaming. I backed away, and after a moment, the man ran back to his truck. That's when I saw flashing red and blue lights from ahead. The truck swerved back around and passed me as the patrol car chased him down the road. I was later informed that the man was eventually caught. What makes this even more terrifying is that along with both drugs and alcohol, they found rope and handcuffs in the back seat of his car. I was seeing my family over the holidays and went on a short road trip to and from my parents' house. I stayed for just over a week, then I left to go back home on a Tuesday afternoon around 3 o'clock. The first hour was full of driving through the city, then another hour of going through the suburbs before it was just a long, narrow highway. By 10 p.m., the road was completely empty. I was also getting tired and my eyes were getting heavy. I turned off my music because that was just making me more sleepy. As I was trying to focus on staying awake, I saw a small light glimmer in the road ahead. It was the reflection of my headlights shining on a car that was parked on the side of the road. I slowed down to pass it. It looked abandoned, but it was dark and their windows were tinted. Getting stuck all the way out here would be awful, since the nearest town was an hour back. I kept my eyes open in case someone was walking on the side, but a couple minutes down the road, I saw another light. It was in the mirror, but it was blindingly bright. So much so that I couldn't even see the car at all, just their lights. They had to be somewhat close, so I started slowing down a little so they could pass me, but then I saw something up ahead. A car parked right in the middle of the road, blocking the entire road. The lights were off too, so I didn't see it until I was close. I stopped as soon as I saw it, but the light in the mirrors got brighter. I could hear them coming up behind me. I started to turn my car around, but then I saw the car behind me had parked diagonally across the road, blocking my way back. It all came together to me at that instant. I heard multiple doors open and close. When I looked around, I saw at least three people running at me. I was in a full panic. I drove off the road and into the trees, trying to maneuver around them and get back onto the other side of the road around the cars. I was focusing so hard on not hitting a tree or getting stuck, I wasn't even checking if they were chasing me. As I was making my way around though, maybe 10 seconds after I'd driven off the road, a gunshot went off, hitting somewhere in front of my car. I was shaking and panicking, and accidentally grazed the side of a tree as I was making my way back up to the road. Another shot went off, this time hitting the back of my car as I got back on the road and drove away. Once I was a good distance away from the scene, I tried to call the police, but my phone was completely out of service. I was going well over the speed limit, knowing there was no safety nearby. After 10 minutes of driving, I was able to get enough reception to call the police. Thankfully, the attackers didn't seem to chase me past the scene though. They never located them as far as I know. I hope they were only planning on robbing people, but the way they were set up in the middle of nowhere and were willing to use their guns makes me think they were planning on something much worse.